On the outskirts of the Sri Lankan capital, Colombo, construction is fast progressing on a new $5.7 million information technology and management institute. The institute at Malabe sits in a new industrial park for information technology businesses. The institute is the dream of veteran Sri Lankan businessman Neville Fernando. Fernando, who personally financed the institute, says language courses are key to the institute's program, so that graduates will be able to work for multinational companies.
What we are teaching will be IT-related subjects, even English, the language course. All this will be IT-based, so that they can work in any IT factory anywhere in the world. And even Korean, Japanese, Chinese will be taught, because in the Asian region also there are a lot of demand for IT technicians.
Fernando hopes the institute will allow more young Sri Lankans to stay at home to study instead of going abroad. The campus will have space for 1,000 students and will offer classes in business administration, communications technology and management in areas such as tourism. Vikram Sethananayake is the Sri Lanka country chief for the US technology company Oracle. He says the number of technology graduates each year falls short of demand.
Our need was around 20,000 graduates coming out of the university and various tertiary education institutes, but we only currently produce about maybe a max of about 3,000 to 5,000 graduates in IT sector.
Sethananayake says there also is a gap between the skills needed and the training offered at existing schools. He says the IT industry has been grappling with these problems for more than 5 years. An even bigger problem is persuading graduates to stay in Sri Lanka instead of seeking jobs in other countries.
It is a huge concern, not just for Oracle, but I think the industry as a whole. People who get skilled up are also quite valuable to the industry. And we keep losing these people to the region or to the West, mostly. And there are lots of skilled migrations.
Chandama De Silva is the dean of the new institute's information technology faculty and thinks the school will go a long way toward meeting demand in Sri Lanka. But he says India will remain a draw for many graduates.
But in terms of India as a destination for employment, I don't think Sri Lanka or any other Asian country can match. So still there are thousands of job demands in India. And I think our institution also could cater to that in time to come. In terms of education alone, the Sri Lankan parents might still opt to send their children to a good institution in Sri Lanka. So I think it would be a landmark in Sri Lankan education system.
Businesswoman Geeta Karandawala says the institute comes at an opportune time in Sri Lanka's IT development.
People are beginning to see, particularly the IT-related career pathways, and Sri Lanka, because of its language skills, and I think it is a very good area of future employment and career development. If the timing is right, then the project works. And I think the timing is right now for this kind of project.
Sri Lanka is gaining attention from international companies looking to invest in the IT sector here. One international bank already plans to set up a support office in Sri Lanka to take advantage of the country's English-speaking workers and train technical staff. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Colombo.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。